Now, I'm really indebted to Melinda Pavey, the Minister for Roads, Maritime and Freight, member for Oxley on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, because she's officially on leave. But because I wanted to talk to her about something that I'm very excited about, she's happy to come on the program. Hello, Minister.
G'day, Ray. How are you going?
Well, it's lovely. I'm well, thank you. Lovely to be able to talk to a minister in a non-combative way about something that I simply love. I just mentioned to my listeners that coming up in November to celebrate the centenary of rail in the Maclay Valley, Saturday the 25th of November to Monday the 27th, that beautiful little tin hare, which a lot of people listening will remember, some mightn't, the wooden framed rail motor that first came into service back in the 1920s will be back in action, going to my family's village of Ewingai from Kempsey through the day and into the night onto Maxwell. This is so exciting.
It is, Ray, isn't it? Can you imagine what the mid-north coast looked like in 1917 when the railway finally got up there?
Unbelievable. And, I mean, Ewingai is exactly halfway by rail, the gates at Ewingai halfway by rail between Sydney and Brisbane, so it was a pretty significant place.
Yeah, it is. It's just incredible to think how quickly they actually built that rail line. Like, 2 years ago we were celebrating the Warhope Centenary. They were putting on nearly 100 kilometres every year of that railway line. Amazing effort.
You know, so just stop there.
In the middle of the war.
People have got to understand. So we got to Warhope in 1915.
Yep.
And 2 years later, you get to Kempsey.
Yep. And it's a good track, a distance, and there's lots of rivers, there's lots of waterways. I mean, it's taking us a bit longer than that to do the motorway, to do the dual carriageway. I mean, there's a lot more involved too, of course, and it's a different day and age. But you consider too, World War One started 1914. We were right in the middle of war, yet we were able to get that railway line down, which transformed the North Coast and still does. I mean, the amount of freight we've got going on that rail line just increases year after year. It's good.
Now, the launch is tomorrow at the Kempsey Riverside Markets, and that's when tickets will go on sale, and I'm sure they'll go quickly. Now, what it is on the 25th of November, there'll be a luncheon for former and present railway staff, families and members of the public at the RSL. There'll be an afternoon trip on the Tin Hare to Ewingai, and then an evening wine and cheese trip to Maxwell. And then on the Sunday, this is the one people want to get involved in, five special train trips on the Tin Hare, the old wooden frame rail motor back in the 1920s, and that'll be between Kempsey and Ewingai. And train travellers are invited to dress in period costume, and then the evening wine and cheese trip will be made to Maxwell as well. And there'll be buskers, and there'll be a whole range of people at that mag. See, one of the things, and I don't want to get on my hobby horse, but I will anyway, you've got that magnificent Kempsey Railway Station, pretty much in the same form that it's been since it was first built, minor a few alterations. And then, Minister, you've got Ewingai, which had this magnificent railway station. And I'm afraid to say that a member of a coalition government many, many years ago tore it down and built a soulless concrete platform. Soulless. And my aunt, late Aunt Thelly and people in the town, the village, fought against it, but someone, one of your counterparts from years ago, decided, no, we can't afford to keep painting it and keep the brass shiny. They ripped the guts out of it and put up that monstrosity that's just a concrete slab. But it's still Ewingai.
It is. And Ewingai is full of good people, as you know, Ray. There's a lot of hard workers in Ewingai. A lot of people still working in the timber industry there.
Yeah. Not as many as used to. It was, of course, when I was a boy, there were three mills there. The big mill, owned by Taylors, the Thurgood Mill over the railway line, and Mac Thurgood's mill up over the other side of the railway line, employing hundreds of people, I'd imagine, back then, hundreds of them, including...
I know Mrs. Coburn still working the Worrell Creek Mill.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you go past it down the dip on your right-hand side.
You won't go past it for much longer.
Oh, that's right. The bypass is almost finished.
Yeah.
So we've got tickets on sale tomorrow. Will you be jumping on board the Tin Hare one of those 3 days in November?
I will. Certainly will be. Try and keep my husband away. His father, Alf Pavey, Darkie Pavey as he was known, used to have Billy Duke as his fireman. He took the last steam train out of Central Station.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So your father-in-law?
Yeah, my husband's dad.
Really?
He was a Barnardo's orphan. Fought in World War II, came back, became a steam train driver, then a diesel train driver, and raised six kids in Redfern.
Alf Pavey. Yeah. Well, I had cousins who were station masters, as they were then, I had cousins who were fettlers. I don't think we have fettlers anymore, do we?
No, I don't think we do.
Ray Warren's father was a fettler down at Junee.
He'd know Darkie Pavey. A lot of people do. A lot of people from the Rail Heritage Society say, Pavey, such an unusual name. Do you know Elf? Darkie. And I'm very proud. I never got to meet him, though. He was, he had Warren, my husband, later in life. And then, you know, he lived a tough life at war and an orphan and then, you know, working on the railway. Pretty hard gig.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited by it. I won't be able to get there, but I'm envious of you and your husband getting there. Saturday the 25th of November, Sunday the 26th, and Monday the 27th of November, the Tin Hare, the wooden frame rail motor, going from Kempsey to Yuengai, and then at night up to Maxville as well.
And get your tickets at the Riverside Markets on Saturday at Kempsey.
That's tomorrow. Exactly. Thanks for coming back from Leave to Talk Me. I appreciate it.
No worries, Ray.
Thanks. Yes. Melinda Pavey, the New South Wales Roads, Maritime Freight, and member for Oxley.